All right, everyone, buckle up because today's daily detachment is going deep. We're diving into something that might just change your entire game. Self-awareness and emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're riding an emotional roller coaster with no brakes? Like your feelings are hijacking your decisions and leaving you feeling out of control? You know, the kind of day where your boss says, "Good morning," and suddenly you're ready to storm the break room with a coffee mug full of righteous fury? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? There's a way out of this emotional mayhem. It all starts with becoming aware of our own emotions. Think of it like training your inner detective. You gotta learn to recognize the subtle cues. Is it anger simmering beneath the surface? Or maybe a hint of insecurity disguised as frustration? Knowing what we're feeling in the moment is the first step towards actually managing those feelings instead of letting them manage us. But self-awareness is just the beginning. The real magic happens when we combine it with emotional intelligence. That's the ability to not only understand our own emotions, but also to recognize and empathize with the emotions of others. Imagine being able to walk into a room and instantly sense the mood, pick up on unspoken cues, and navigate those tricky social situations like a pro. That's the power of emotional intelligence. Now, I know what you're thinking. Avery, this all sounds great in theory, but how do I actually do it? Well, get ready for some practical wisdom because here are 5 key takeaways to boost your self-awareness and emotional intelligence. Number 1. Practice mindful awareness. Take a few minutes each day to simply check in with yourself. What's going on physically? How are you feeling emotionally? Notice the little things. The tightness in your chest. The flutter in your stomach. These are all clues about what's happening inside. Number 2. Journal your emotions. Write down how you felt throughout the day and why. This helps you track patterns and identify triggers that might be leading to negative emotions. It's like having a personal therapist tucked away in your back pocket, always ready to offer insights. Number 3. Listen actively. When someone is talking, really focus on what they're saying. Pay attention to their tone of voice, body language, and facial expressions. This shows you care and helps you understand their perspective better. Remember, empathy isn't just about feeling sorry for someone, it's about truly understanding where they're coming from. Number 4. Develop your emotional vocabulary. We often use vague terms like good or bad, but there are so many more nuanced ways to describe our feelings. Take some time to explore a wider range of emotions: joy, contentment, gratitude, frustration, disappointment, etc. The more specific you are with your language, the better you'll understand yourself and others. And lastly, number 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Remember that everyone makes mistakes and experiences setbacks. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your feelings, learn from them, and move forward with grace. Let me tell you a quick story about this whole emotional intelligence thing. Remember those epic presentations in college? Imagine you're giving one, heart pounding, palms sweating, and suddenly your mind goes blank. You can feel the audience shifting uncomfortably. It's a disaster waiting to happen, right? But here's the catch. If you take a moment to acknowledge that feeling of panic, instead of letting it consume you, you can actually use it to your advantage. Take a deep breath, pause for a second, and remind yourself that everyone gets nervous sometimes. Connect with your audience by saying something like, "You know, I'm totally human here. Sometimes even the best speakers need a little moment." Boom. You just turned a potential crisis into an opportunity to build connection and authenticity. That's emotional intelligence in action. So there you have it. 5 practical steps to cultivate self-awareness and emotional intelligence. Remember, it's not about becoming some emotionless robot, but rather about developing the skills to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, resilience, and even a little bit of humor. Now go out there and start detaching from those unhelpful emotions and attaching yourself to a more balanced, fulfilling life. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a dose of emotional intelligence. Your friends, family, even that coworker who needs a reminder to take a chill pill. And if you have any thoughts or experiences you want to share, head over to our social media and join the conversation. Until tomorrow, keep detaching and thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.